Let's do the Taisus in first. Then we'll go back to the Balamor. So the first Taisus must have missed the Rabbi Shishiba. That Taisus in time of Michael Maskelon, Tanina, the Shiba, Sechava, Spotter. According to that, having, you know, when Rabbi said Mistabim Mil Sirab B'Shishiba, so if Rabbi was talking about B'Shishiba, then what's Rabbi telling me over and above that which it says in the Mishnah? So the truth is, the Ramban in the Mechama says that in Echirani, if Rabbi didn't mean that there's some chiddush over, what the Ramban says in Echirani, when Rabbi said Mistabim Mil Sirab B'Shishiba, Rabbi meant to say, I would understand Rabbi's svara by Shiber, and then attack wouldn't be a chiddush. But the fact is that Omer Rav afilu benotel, and that was his chiddush in this then. And Rav says that veloy, it's not true. And in Chanami, the Ramban says that bottom line, according to Rav, there is no chiddush over and above what it says in the Mishnah. And the Ramban says that's why the Rif was mashed with this whole Gemara, because according to Rav, it comes out that there's really nothing here except that which it already says in the Mishnah. Right? Taisus is not nicha to say that. So Taisus asks, what's the chiddush beyond the Mishnah? The Yishleimer even masnis and have a mina shibe vayde v'machters. That if I only had the Mishnah, I would say Shibir Sechavis means he was in the Machteres. But now Rav is telling me, and that's how the Rav is talking about Shibir, not by Notal. So Rav's Chiddush is that even though he was Shibir the Chavis Machutz, nonetheless he's Potter. Yeah, and that the Ramban is, that's the Kashi of the Ramban. He says, why should that be true? It makes no sense. If you say that by Notal he has to give the Chavis back, and he's only Potter B'Shibir, so it means he's a chavis that he has to give back. So this chavis, to whom does it belong? It belongs to the Bible. But it may look to Rav himself, Feli Kimam Rav, that even by not will you get to keep it. So fine, that's at least logically consistent. But according to the Mistabim Milsa de Rav, what Rav said, according to Rav, let's say, what Rav would have liked Rav to say, except that he didn't, that by not will you have to give the chavis back. By Shiba Yopata, saying the Shiba means Shiba is a chavis bachutz. Rashi also said Shiba is a chavis means Shiba bachutz. Rashi, their Taisus, the Balamor, the Ashba and the Shuvah, they all have the Shita that Shiva means Shiva Bachutz. So the Ramban says he doesn't understand what the Svar could be. Why should you be Chayyab Shiva Bachutz? So you told him about a Chavis, you have to give back. So if you break the Chavis, you're breaking somebody else's Chavis. If you break somebody else's Chavis, and you did it not in the Machteres, you did it outside of the Machteres. So why in the world should you be Potter? The Ramban is Madame to the Gemara in Baba Kama Samachay about the Tavar Shasi. You told somebody it was worth only one Zuz. If it breaks on its own, you only have to pay one Zuz. But now you broke it be a dime. Today it happens to be worth four zuz. So that's the member of Rabba. Rabba says the Yechayev Dalat Zuzi. Why? Because the Shvir is Mechayev you again. The original Gnev was only Mechayev you one zuz. But now you Shoiber. That's a new Mechayev. So Fekter Ramban, you took it in the Machteres. That was Kimli Rabbinay. But now it's standing Bachutz. It's a Chovas that has to go back to the Bailam. It belongs to the Bailam. So when you break the Chovas Bachutz, there's a new Mechayev. And that Mechayev doesn't have any Kimli Rabbinay because it's Bachutz. So why in the world should you be Potter? Yeah, that's going to be the challenge. What are all these Rishonim? Rashi, Taisus, many Rishonim. What are they going to do with the Ramban's time? The Ramban's time seems so obvious. Okay, we'll leave that for the time being. Let's go on to the next Taisus. I feel a Natal. So let's go on to the Gemara. Yelikim Amarav, I feel a Natal. Maaseh Rav says it even by Natal, you get to keep the Ganim gets to keep the Chavis. But Taisus, Taimor, Atam, and Ruba, the Mishnah says, and a Ganim Achar Ganim, Sham Tashnim, and Kefil. Pehish Kedashin, and a Gunim, Beis Ishmael, and Beis Ganim. The Mishnah says that a ganav and a ganav is potter. So if a ganav has a ganav stole something, so somebody else stole it from the ganav. So the ganav sheni is potter. Not only he's potter, he's potter from kefil. He doesn't have to pay kefil not to the bailam because it's not the gunav veseish, and he doesn't have to pay kefil to the ganav because it's not ganav. So he doesn't pay kefil at all. So Rav says that's only kodem yish. Acha yish, Rav have to. Rav holds yish kadi kani. Yish is kind of by itself, so after Yish, it belongs to the Ganav. So even though the Ganav got it by stealing it, it doesn't matter. Right now, it belongs to the Ganav. So the Ganav is shiny when he steals it. He's really he's stealing Pashut from a Bailam. That's the Gemara over there. So Tais Kashi is according to Rav, even Kaidim Yish, Toma Gneva, Gneva is above Machteres. Even Kaidim Yish, it belongs to the Ganav. The Ganav is kind of every Ganav is kind of, what's the difference Kaidim Yish and Achayish? Every Ganav owns the. Every ganav owns the. According to Rav, every ganav owns the gneva. So how do you have a tour of ganav and a ganav? Every ganav and a ganav is this ganav sheni is stealing it from a bialim, because the ganav rishon is really a bialim. The same way Rav says la'acha yish, according to Rav himself, that's the way you should be kaidim yish as well. So Taisus answers, Veish Lemar, Dosim Vigonav Migage Chaser Vekafifit Labrak Tolu the Boy Asra, Avlochim Machteris, the Machtata Zuya Asra Sikidla Kamon. The kids of Taisus answers that the Gemara over there, about the mission of Benjamin Agana, was talking about a kind of Ganav, it didn't have a Kimelib Ravine. It wasn't above Machteris. He came out in the open, so that the Gemara says later on, if he comes out in the open, he's out above Machteris. So then there's no Kimelib Ravine. Unless he says, I want to kill the guy. If you master him, you know, stop. And he said, no, I want to go in and kill the Bible. So, oh, we'll see later about Hasrog, afterwards Hasrog, the like. But then you have Kimel Ravna even by other kinds of Ganavim. But Stama Ganav is not Kimel Ravna. There's no Chimisa Stam. Stam, you see a guy walking to somebody's house. He's breaking in, but he's not Bob Machteris. So then there's no Kimel Ravna. So that's the case over there. It's not a Kimel Ravna, it's the case. He's stealing from his gagi chaser v'kafifa. Not breaking into his house. He's breaking into his gagi chaser v'kafifa. He's breaking into his gagi chaser v'kafifa. That's not called the bubble of terrace. He doesn't expect the bottom to be there, so he's not expecting to kill anybody. So there's no kimlei. There's no kimlei around it. But that's the tosis. So chor nizeh hezva. What's the difference if there is kimlei rabbanei? There's no kimlei rabbanei. The whole. Somebody asked me a question, okay, so what's the Nikud here in the New Testament? Yeah. Right, the Chor Rav holds, that's the whole argument to Rav. Rav says from the fact that it's a Chiv Oinson, you see that every Ganav is going to the Gneva. So what's the difference if he was Kimel Ravnei, there wasn't Kimel Ravnei? According to Rav, every Ganav is going to the Gneva. So here it depends. If we learn like Al Derech Rav Chanan or Rav Shimon or those Mahalchim, that according to Rav, when Rav says that every Ganav is claimed to the Gneiva, that means Lomboli the Chiyav Hashava. But now that there's a Chiyav Hashava, the Chiyav Hashava, where Rav Chanan says it is Ma'akiv in the Kenyan, where Rav Shimon says that the Chiyav Hashava gives it back to the Bailim. So when Rav said that a Ganav is kind of the Gamri, he means Ilmoli the Chiyav HaShavah. Like by Kimoli Ravnei, when there's no Chiyav HaShavah, then you kind of the Bible. Then you kind of the Gnevel. But B'mokim is a Chiyav HaShavah, then the Chiyav HaShavah Taka gives it back to the Bible. The Chiyav HaShavah is Ma'akim in the Kenyan. So then Taisus is very good. Then Taisus is Nikud Rafa. That's exactly what Taisus say. A regular Ganav has a Chiyav HaShavah. So since it's a Chiyav HaShavah, the Chiyav HaShavah is Ma'akim of the Kenyan, so the Ganav doesn't own it. So maybe the Ganav Shane, he is not stealing from a Bible. But if, on the other hand, you learn the Gemara like the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, the way the Chasim Sofer understood the Gemara, you're Mazayik from the Rabban says that way in the Gemara, the Rabban a moment to you, that Rav says that every Ganav is talking kind of the Gneva 100%. There's an extra din that he has to give, that the Tashlumin has to, if the Chayfetz is Be'en, so there's an extra halacha that he has to do the Tashlumin with the Gneva itself. The Rashash is Mazbe, that it's a kind of, like, it's a limitation on the Chiyav Tashlumin, like we have Idis, Lamoshul. The way you have a concept of Idis, it's a limitation to how you can do the Tashlumin. You can't just do any Tashlumin, a certain kind of Tashlumin. So the kind of Tashlumin you have to do is to give back the Chaytas, as a Tashlumin. But the Maisli, kind of the Mevel Gamri, that's the Pshut Tashlumin, the Pashup Shat and Rav, that's how it's Mash Rashi. Rabban, Chasam Sefer understood the Gemara that way. Chasam Sefer also saw Tashlumin. So then it has to, what does Tashlumin want? Every Ganav is kind of the Gneva. Yeah, there's a special halacha that the Ganav, when he does the Tashlumin, he has to do the Tashlumin with the Chaytas itself. But bottom line, to whom does the Chayfetz belong? The Chayfetz belongs to the Ganav. So why is the Ganav Shein and not Chayf faithful to the Ganav Rishon? It's interesting, I didn't see the Chasam Sofer talks about it, but I would expect them to. But still, you have to say, yeah.
I just wanted to ask, in general, how's the first Ganav?
Look, that's the Chiddush Gneva. That's how Rav learns. Every Ganav is kind of the Chayfas Lagamim. The Torah says that he has to do Tashlumin. And the Tashlumin that he has to do is to give back the Chayfas, is with the Chayfas. But that's the Chiddush Gneva. The Ganav is kind of the Chayfas. So, some of the answer is that. So we had a different Kasha. Yeah. I think that's the answer.
It's
what?
So maybe
the Chanan? Maybe not, it could be the field, it could be a field carrot. Anyway, yes, they carry it to somebody, if not to the Ganav, then to the Baal. But in fact, it would be Ganav and Chiyuv Kefil. I think that's the answer. That even, no, I'll be making a different. We asked a different kasha earlier on. According to Rav, that the Ganav is kind of the, according to Rav, the Poshet of Pshat and Rav, that the Ganav is kind of the Chayfetz Lagamrei. So how come Rav himself says in the Kiddushin that a Makadosh is the issue of that if you Makadosh a woman with Gezel, she's Einam Kudeshes. Somebody, if you steal something, you Makadosh, you sure she's Einam Kudeshes. Why is she Einam Kudeshes? Well, it belongs to the Ganav. So why can't he use it for Kiddushin? So I said, Achor, you have to say according to Rav that even though he owns the Gneva, but it's not in his Rishus. Since he's not free to dispose of it as he wants. It's a din that he has to give it back to the Bialim. Maybe giving it back is the wrong word, but he has to give it to the Bialim. The Torah special has to give it to the Bialim. So maybe it's not Bishus. Bishus means you can do with it anything you want. Here the Torah said you can't do anything you want with it. You have to adopt to give it away to the Bialim. So Mimele, it's called Eina Bishus. It's something that's Eina Bishus. You can't do Megadish and issue. Same way Rabbi Yochanan says, Gozel when it's the Asher Bialim, Shneim and Yochanan Mad Mishoy. Zelefish Eina Shaloi, Zelefish Eina Bishus. Both the Bialim and the Ganav, they can't be Makdish. They can't sell. They can't do chaloisin on a gnevo. One of them because it's not his, and the other one because it's not in his rishus. So Poshut Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is the Bialim can't do it because not his rishus, and the Ganav can't do it because it's not his. I think with Rav, it will be the other way around. The Ganav can't do anything. The Bialim can't do it because not his, and the Ganav can't do it because not in his rishus. It's the other way. So Al Derech we'll say over here, the good of Beis Ish, it has to be Beis Ish. It has to be from the rishus of the Bialim. That's why the Ganav Sheni is not called that he stole from the Bialim. Because why is the Ganav Sheni brought it from Kefil? Even if it doesn't belong, even like Rova, it doesn't belong to the Ganav Rishon, but it belongs to the Bialim. So why is it called that you stole from the Bialim? Eretz is because it's not me Beis Ha'ish. You're not stealing it from the Rishus of the Bialim. So Af Anu Noimer, according to Rav, the reason why the Ganav Sheni is potter from paying the Ganav Rishon is because he didn't steal it from the Rishus of the Ganav Rishon. He doesn't have to pay the Bialim because it doesn't. So it's the same thing. When you have a Goyit from a Ganav, it's potter from Kefil. He doesn't have to pay neither to the Bialim nor does he have to pay to the Ganav Rishon. To one of them, he doesn't have to pay Kefil because it's not his. And to the other one, he doesn't have to pay Kefil because it's not in his Rishus. And again, the Poshet of Pshat is without Rav, you don't have to pay Kefil to the Bialim because he didn't steal it from his Rishus. And you don't have to pay Kefil to the Ganav Rishon because it didn't belong to the Ganav Rishon. And according to Rav, it'll be Pumfaket. You don't have to pay Kefil to the Bialim because it doesn't belong to the Bialim. And you don't have to pay Kefil to the Ganav Rishon because it's not in the Rishus of the Ganav Rishon. Yeah,
just to clarify, what do you mean it's not in the Rishus of the Ganav Rishon?
I mean, since the Ganav Rishon can't do with it whatever he wants, there's only one thing he can do with his chayfis, and that is to give it back to the Bialim. So therefore, he's not free to dispose of it however he wants. So it's called Einam Mishusay. Yeah, if we're on this place, just to mention Kitzur, Rabitzel Ponovizer, and his Zeichel Yitzchok has a different question. He says, Rav says that after Yush, Rav says Yush Kedikoni. Rav himself says Yush Kedikoni. That means Kedim Yush, you have to give the chayfis back. But the Achayish, you get to keep the Chayfetz. That's Rav Shita over there in the Gemara. Yes, Rav Itzel, what's the difference between Yish and Achayish? Achayish, you also own the Chayfetz. And still there's Halacha of Tashlum, and you have to give the Chayfetz, you have to do the Tashlum with the Chayfetz. So what happens, what changes after Yish? After Yish, you claim the Chayfetz. According to Rav, you claim the Chayfetz with the original Gneva, and you still have to give the Chayfetz back. So why is Achayish any different? So you claim the Gneva, but you were claiming the Gneva a long time ago. But there's Halacha of Aheshiv that you have to give the Chayfetz back, so Achayish should be the same thing. What is it his? Well, it's his in the sense that he can use it to fulfill his chiyuv tashlumin. That's not nothing. What?
It's basically not his.
Well, that's something. Why? That's something. He can use it. He has a chiyuv tashlumin. If the gneva will be gone, he'll have to pay for it. So now he can use this gneva as a form of tashlumin. Of course, if you own like a rova that you're not kind of, you can also use it. But then you're not using it for tashlum, and then you're just giving it back. According to Rav, it's mamash yours. So you have a chiyuv tashlum. So you could use this chayfus to do your tashlum. Look, in a way, what he's saying is Reb Shimon's Tainer. Reb Shimon's Tainer said, now the Torah said you have to give it back. So that gives it back to the Bialim. The very fact that there's nothing else you can do with it, but to give it back to the Bialim, that gives the Bialim a schus moment in it, that now it belongs to the Bialim. I don't think Rav Shimon makes the din in Vayechlo. It's like Truma, you know. There's a din. It's your parents, but now you have to give it to the Kohen, so it becomes Mamon HaShevet. There's nothing else you can do with it except give it back to the Baal. There's no other way, nothing else. So that itself is the Baal Mitzchus Mamon, and now it's called, that's Rav Shimon's idea, that it's called that it belongs to the Baal. I mean, it does belong to the Baal. But I think the Ramban says that according to Rav, if you break it, you don't have to pay for it. Because at the end of the day, you're breaking your thing. That's the Ramban of Amitsiyah, that Rab is halacha, the tab of Shasi, you pay dal and zusa, is lapuki from Rab. But according to Rab, if you break it, you pot it. Because the bottom line is, I'm breaking my thing. It belongs to me. Yeah, there's not that much I could do with it, but I could use it for my chiyuv tashlum. Anyway, I was talking about Ravitzel's kashrus. So Ravitzel asked him, what changes lachayush? According to Rab, what's the difference between lachayush? You own it right away by the gneva. Elamad is halacha Amitsiyah, as you have a chiyuv tashlum. And the Torah said, you have to do the tashlum with this chayfetz. Why does it change lachayush? How come all of a sudden la'achiyush, you don't have to use this chayfetz for the tashlumin? So Ravitzel says a very nice thing. He says to Ravitzel, no, it's not the same. Kainam yish, you own it, but you only own it because you stole it. So your ownership is mikayach digneva. So then the Torah said a halacha, it's something that you own mikayach digneva, when you do the tashlumin, you have to use that thing for the gneva. But la'achiyush, you kain it without the gneva. Because after yish, you kain it the way you kain it in Avedah, the Baal Mamafgir, and now you kain it in a hefker. Once you kain it min a hefker, then it's no longer called the chepetz shel gzeila. So now when you have to do your tashlum, you can do it with anything. You don't have to do it with this chepetz, because this chepetz is no longer the chepetz agolzel. This chepetz is the chepetz you were kain it min a hefker. Okay, let's go on to the next places. Blake Kablinu hail benafik mipuma derav. Right, that was the story in the Gemara that Rava had hani dichri and they were stolen machteres. And the guy in Ganovan wanted to give them back, Be'en. And Lachar Lachirovi, that's the halacha. If it's Be'en, you know, there's no kimli rab in it. But Hoyle ben Nofik, me kufi puma the rab, I was covered the rab, since rab said that even Notel is kimli rab in it, so Rabbi didn't want to milk out of it. In fact, Taisus, Tema, Hamachai Vlosses Day Shemai, Gnom Perek, Hapalim, Gabi Achaisim Pipar Vedoshba, Esten Osotor, Filubal Imoi. The Gemara when it says that that's not the Torah feel about. You might have talked about the Gemara. Rava, it's a member of Rava. Sorry, that's the Oikos of Tosfos Kashya. Here it's Rava. Rava himself says, that's not the Torah feel about. Which Tosfos understands to mean. Remember the Gemara? We talked about this Gemara. The Gemara has a bray, Satan Rabban, Achaisim Pi Para. You borrowed a para, and you were dosh with it, in order to be dosh with it, and you were dosh, and you were Achaisim it. You muzzled it. So you like it for Losachim Shabbat Ishoi. And you also have to pay to the Bailim the amount that the para would have eaten if you wouldn't have muzzled it, because you're supposed to feed the para while it's being gosh, and the Baal wouldn't have had to feed it then, and now you're giving it back hungry. You were supposed to feed it. So you have to pay the Baal also for the food that it would have eaten. And the Gemara, the price thing is a shear, how much you have to pay. So, Gemara, what happened to it with this Kimli Rabne? Malchus Patas from Mammon. Tell me, then Misa Patas from Mammon, Malchus Patas from Mammon. So, why don't we say Kimli Rabne? So, nice, a few things. Papa has a teretz. Papa says the chiv mezaynus is b'shas sheila, and the chiv malchus is only b'shas chasima. But Rava says estenos teretz filu bal imay, which Rashi learns means that just like we find by esnan that somebody is bal imay and he gives her an esnan. So even though the chori didn't have to give her anything because kimli the rabbinate, all of his chayv was a mammon, and he made up with his zayna that he's gonna pay her. I don't know what the going rate is, whatever it is, gonna pay her. I guess it depends on the zayin, but Akon, he's going to pay her X amount of sheep. So, Ben is Imad. So he's really Chayiv Misa, so he doesn't really owe her the sheep, because the Chiyuv Misa passes him from the Chiyuv Mamon. So now if he gives it to her, it's only a Matana B'Alma, it shouldn't have a Shem Esnan. So Rava says, no, it has a Shem Esnan. And why Taka does it have a Shem Esnan? So Rashi says, because you Chayiv Lotzah Shadei Shemayim, even though it's given the Rav, and he's still Chayiv Lotzah Shadei Shemayim. And more than that, Rashi says that what? Tofus Lamav Kinim in it. Even Tfisa helps. If she would be Tofus, it will be Chav, because it's really a Chiyuv. And Rashi elaborates. Kimli Ravani means that Engel no Koyach. Basin doesn't have a Koyach to be Oynish, to be Manish Malkus and Mammon, or Misa and Mammon. But Betz in the Chiyuv is there. If she's Tofus, then she's Tofus only when she's coming to her and Din. So who had Din by Chaisin Pipara? We won't be able to collect the money, because we're giving him Malkus. But the Chiyuv is Betz in there, and the Bryce is telling me how much is Chayav to pay. Plus the Shemayim, or Lagabi Tfiso. That's the Gemara. So Taisa says, so it says in that Gemara, that even when you have Kimlid Rabnei, there's still a Chiv, Lotzah Shadei Shemayim. In fact, Taisa says, so why didn't Rava take the Tloy? Even if he wanted to be Chayshish for Rav Shittu, that there's Kimlid Rabnei on a ban. But Lotzah Shadei Shemayim, they still have to give it. Rav himself holds that that even when you have kumin l'rabbanei, there's still yotzis deshamayim. So why couldn't he take the tloim from them? He'll take the tloim from them that they should be yotzis. They should be yotzis deshamayim. So Tosfos answers v'yishloim adekan lo yotzim lahachzir elam ken yischayev b'dinei adam. They weren't coming to be yotzis deshamayim. They were coming to be yotzis deshamayim. They thought they're chayev b'dinei adam. According to Rav, they're right. They really are chayev b'dinei adam. But since according to Rav, they're not chayev b'dinei adam. They didn't want to take it to the maslotzis deshamayim. They weren't so firm that they wanted to give it to maslotzis deshamayim. They wanted to give it him because they thought the chayim didn't hold them. But if they're not chayim didn't hold them, they didn't want to give it to him. So therefore, Rob didn't think it was right to take it. That's the Tosfos. So there's a few things here I want to talk to. First of all, the Shita over there in Bamitzia brings from Tosfos Harosh that he also asked this question. He says, I don't know, Nikon Tosfos Teretz, and he says, Tanina Chanami, you have to be Goris and Agamor or Rava, not Rava. And Rava Taka didn't hold from Esmin Nasotor of Filo Volume. So, that was a big deal to me, because I thought that's a tremendous siwa to stuff that we talked about in Meir Nayas, that Rava doesn't hold from Esmin Nasotor. I said this on my own, it was Sugis and Ksuvas. I didn't know about this Tosfos Harosh. I just want to tell you briefly because it's going to come up again. Those who are here for Elan Ayers will be Chazor. But I thought this Tosfos Harosh, Mamish Gavaldi. It says like this. Gemara is the following silent. There's a brisa. It's on the bottom of Lamed. It starts on the bottom of Lamed Dalid, Lamed Beis. Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis. Gemara has a brayso. Gona v'tovach b'shabbos. Gona v'tovach l'avid azara. It means you were tevech on Shabbos. The Gnevi was stam, but you were tevech on Shabbos, or you were tevech l'avid azara. So there was a chiv misa by the tefichu. So Rav Meir says, Yechayev dalad v'hei, and Chacham say yepote. So the Gemara, the Chathila thinks, so what's the machlekes? The machlekes v'akim le'd rabne. And Meir apparently doesn't hold from Kimli Rabbanah. You may some Mashallah. And Chacham say, no, Kimli Rabbanah ain't on the Mason Mashallah. So that's why you don't have to pay Dalad Vet. Since you did it on Shabbos, you chayim miso, or you did it Levad Azara, so you chayim miso. So you're pot. So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Meir agrees there's a concept of Kimli Rabbanah. So why does Meir say you chayim Dalad Vet? What happened to Kimli Rabbanah? So the Gemara says, the first text the Gemara gives, it's here in Lamed Gimel Bay, says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yechonon. It's talking about where you didn't shechtik yourself. You sent a shliach to shecht. So therefore, there's no kimlid rabbinah because you're not chayim misa. You didn't do the chil Shabbos, and you didn't do the avodah zarah. So therefore, there's no problem of kimlid rabbinah. So in other words, a technical problem. So ain't shliach with varavera. So how you chayim dalav behei? Somebody else did your dirty work for you. So how you chayim even dalav behei? L'chora we have a rule ain't shliach with varavera. I think, well, no, there's a special exercise that costs by Tficho Mechira, that by Tficho Mechira you chayiv alidei shliach. That's the first Mahalach in the Gemara, Rav Yochanan is in Mahalach in the Gemara, that it's talking about where you did it alidei shliach, that's how you get around the Kimlid Rabbani problem. No, it's the basic, the Bryce is a problem. It says in the Bryce, a mayor says, you chayiv dalad vei if you should tevech on Shabbos, you tevech lavet azor. How you chayiv miso? It ought to be Kimlid Rabbani. So Rav Yochanan's teretz says, we're talking about where you did it to alidei shliach. Then the Gemara turns around and says, well, so why the Rabbanan say that you're potter? He did it alidei shliach, so there's no kimlid rabbanei. Why did they want to be a potter? So Gemara says, well, they hold it to shchita shein eruyu. It's not a valid shchita, and nobody can eat from it. It's a whole sugya. It's a whole omer of that. But come on, that's the Gemara's. That's Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach. So the Gemara asks, and Rabbi Yochanan, how can it be miikamidi that if he would shechted himself, he'd be potter because kimlid rabbanei, and that if he does it alidei shliach, he's chayev? How can you be more chayev alidei shliach than you chayev alidei yourself? Isn't that the rule that Shluch Shlomo Kemoisa, you can't be more chayiv alei shliach than you'd be chayiv if you did it yourself? If you shechted yourself, you'd be potter from Dalad Vei. Ask him alei grabbing it. Now that you're doing it alei shliach, you should be chayiv. So the Gemara answers, that's the Kashrut Mazutra. So the Gemara answers, Yil lav mishum delei mechayiv, el mishum de kimlei b'derabim minei. Even if he did it himself, it's not that he's not chayev. It's that he's kimlei b'derabim minei. Rashi learns what's the Gemara's teretz. Here we come back to these and yonim. Rashi says what's pshat the Gemara's teretz. Iu lav mi lav deloy mechayev. El mishum del. So Rashi like this mishum de chiyuv arami alei. He really has the chiyuv. El mishum de kimle b'drabmine. The passage in Rashi is Rashi l'shitosa that esenos haTorah means that he's really chayev in the neodim. Tofus leimatkin. He has a chiyuv. We can't be mighty from him, but the chiyuv is there. The chiyuv is there. Then there's no. So then it's not called that he's. If he did it himself, he would also chayev. Even if he shechted himself, he'd be chayev. Basically, he'd be able to collect, but the etzim would be chayev. Now he does it alidei shliach. So it's not that something. Not a chiyuv that he couldn't get himself. He could get the chiyuv himself. We couldn't collect it. Now he does it alidei shliach. We could collect it. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara over here. Tosfos tackles it differently. Tosfos learns leilam is poter. Tosfos learns, maybe Tosfos will see, maybe it's Tosfos Shitosan. Tosfos learns that he's really potter over here. But since if it wasn't for Kimelid Rabbeinu, he would be chayiv. Since if it wasn't for Kimelid Rabbeinu, he would have been chayiv. So that's enough to say that he can make a shliach. That's not called Kodilei Masiyovet Shliach Leimatsi Mashiv. Something that, it's not that he couldn't make, he couldn't be chayiv dal by himself. He could be chayiv dal by himself, except the Kimelid Rabbeinu would patter him. So that's not a problem in his making a shliach. It's a different pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi learns, pshat in the Gemara is, if he did it himself, he would be chayiv, because Kimelid Rabbeinu is not a ptur. Then the Gemara says later, Rav Omar, Rabba Omar rather, Rabba comes back to this kasha, bottom of Lamed Aleph, Rabba Omar lo'olam tovech al yedei atzmo. No, it's talking about that he shechted the behem himself. If he shechted the behem himself, so why does he say chayiv dal behem? What happened to Kimelid Rabbeinu Rabbeinu? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. The reason why he's potter, the reason why Rameh says Chayav Dalet Vehei is because by Knas, Rameh holds by Knas is no Kimelid Rabbeinu. Knas is no Kimelid Rabbeinu. So Dalet Vehei is a Knas. So it's not subject to Kimelid Rabbeinu. That's what Rameh says, even Shabbos Yechayim. Then the Gemara says, Va'os the Rabbeinu Tameh, the Rabbeinu Shitosli, because Rabbi said another member. Rabbi said that if you stole a Gedi before Shabbos, and then you shecht it on Shabbos, so then you Chayav Dalet Vehei, because on Knas, there's no Kimelid Rabbeinu. But if you shecht it on, if you stole it on Shabbos, with the Chil Shabbos, and you shechted it on Shabbos, Gonav Adolach B'Shabbos, the Gneva and the Shichu were on Shabbos, then there was Kimelid Rabbeinu, even on the original Gneva, then you put it from Dalet Vehei. Shemein Gneva ein Shichu ein Mechira. So Rashi's it means that since you're potter from the Keren, because on Momen there is Kimelid Rabbeinu, you stole it on Shabbos with the Chil Shabbos, like the Hoya Magar of Yitzchak or something, you stole it with the Chil Shabbos. So therefore, there's no Karen. If there's no Karen, there can't be Dalet Vehei either, because even though I'm Knas, there's no Kimelid Rabbeinu, but Gimel, Rashi explains, means Gimel V'Dalet Vehei Omrachmanav L'Gimel V'Dalet. Since you pulled out the Karen from under it, you can't have a Chiyav Dalet Vehei if you don't have an underlying Chiyav Karen. That's just a Gemara. A little complicated Gemara. It's better if you were here for Eilat Naris, just a Chazar. But let's kind of look at this Gemara. This is the bottom Lama Gimel Lama Beis, the first part of the Gemara, and the top of Lama Dalet Lama Beis is the second part. So at the time, last year, I pointed out, this whole Sfora of Rabba, that if there's no underlying Karen, so therefore you can't have a Chiyuv Dalet Vehei on top of it, because it's not Vehei, it's Gimel V'Dalet. And the Torah said Gimel V'Dalet, V'Lo Dalet Vehei. That only makes sense if Kimelid Rabbeinu is a Ptur. But accumulated with Rabbeinu is not a Ptur. You really chayiv. And Rotsis Shemayim you have to pay, not only Rotsis Shemayim, but even Dini Odom, he tofus leimafkinim inay. There really is a chiyuv karen. Just that Beis Din can't collect it. So the Rabbi's Sfar makes no, Rabbi's Sfar here doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, give Dalet Vehei Omrachmanav V'Lo Gimel V'Dalet? Well, why is it called Dalet? It's not Gimel V'Dalet. It's a chiyuv Dalet Vehei. I have a chiyuv karen. You basically can't collect the karen, but Be'etzem I have a chiyuv karen. And Melim, when I shechted, after is when I shechted. So now it's not Gimel V'Dalet. It's Dalet Vehei. And on the Knas part, Basin could even collect it. Like, what's the problem of it? Maybe it's. I have a marker. I should have put the Gemara up on the board. Just to hold on to the thread of the Gemara. But I'll just go over again the steps of the Gemara. It's not such a hard Gemara, really. The Nidan in the Gemara is. Well, there's two Nidan in the Gemara. One is a Nidan didn't even this last Gemara. Let me. I'm not going to go back to the end. Just this last. Rabbi had a memo. Rabbi said, "Ganav, if he stole it at the chayil, ganav the chayil, the tovach the Shabbos. So then you chayiv dalav neh, because the gneiva you chayiv it was before Shabbos, and the tficha even though it was on Shabbos, and the chayil is kimud rabbanei, but Rabbi says that knas is not kimud rabbanei. So you stole it the chayil, you would pay with pimeach it on Shabbos, so you have to pay everything dalav neh. You're caring because you stole it at erev Shabbos, and you pay the dalav neh because that knas is there's no kimud rabbanei." But what if you're gonna vitovach b'Shabbos? You did the gneiva and the tficha both on Shabbos. Says Rabbi, then you're potter from everything. You don't pay keren because kimuli rabbanei, and you don't pay dalav behei, even though that's chor knas and that knas is no kimuli rabbanei per se. But once you don't pay keren, you can't pay dalav behei because the dalav behei has to build on a keren. Because if you don't have a keren to support it, then it's not really a dalav behei; it's really a gimel v'dalav. That's Rabbi's memory. So I kind of thought. So last year I said, what's going on here? According to Rovist, Rashi Shita is, in Estan Asotara Fil Balimoi, Rashi Shita is that Kimli Rabin is not a Ptur. You're really chayef. You're really chayef to pay. It's just that Basin can't collect. We don't have a koyach to collect it. But the chayef is there. Not only in Dini Shemayim, but even in Dini Odom, even Gabi Tvisa, the chayef is there. So why does Rabbi say that if you were gonna v'tovach b'Shabbos, you're potter from everything? You're potter from the neighbor and you're potter from the Dalet Behe. Because you're potter from the neighbor, Kimli Rabin. And you put it from the Dalet Behei because Dalet Behei Amar Chmona will give you a Dalet. It's not Gimel with Dalet, it's Dalet Behei. You have a Chi of Keren, you really do have a Chi of Keren, even though it was Kimberly Rabinei. That doesn't make you not Chai of Keren, you are Chai of Keren, and you have to pay the Keren, and you could be Typhus the Keren. You can't get Basin to help you. You're on your own. But the Maisa is a Chi of Keren, and once it's a Chi of Keren, so when you superimpose it, so now you want to be Chai of another Gimel with Dalet, that's not Gimel with Dalet, that's Dalet, because it's building on top of a real Chi of Keren. So how can Rabbi say over here, how can Rabbi say, Ein gneiva, ein tficha, ein mechira, which Rashi translates, Dalet v'hei al merachmano v'le gimel v'dalet. Why is it that it's not gimel v'dalet? It's Dalet v'hei. Al kochachat ha'omer, that Rabbi holds the kimel d'rabbanei z'ptur. And Rabbi's chaylik on Rabbi, but es nosotara v'fil v'olimah, it's machlek as Rabbi and Rabbi. I said last year that it's very gishmak, because the whole, we had recently started a b'raisa, a mayor's b'raisa, anyone who was there, this will probably ring a bell, that a mayor. We had this original b'raisa, a mayor's b'raisa, that if you to a tevech on Shabbos, you chayav dalet v'hei. And the child was, what happened to Kimli v'drabbanei? And Rabbi Yochanan said at Paris, you did it al yidei shliach. And the Gemara said, how does it work al yidei shliach? If you're not chayav yourself, how can you do it al yidei shliach? So the Gemara answers, no, even if you did it yourself, you're really chayav. That's how Rashi went to Gemara. Even if you did it yourself, you're really chayav. That's really the story of Esther Nosso Torah Pilo Balim, Kimli v'drabbanei is not a ptur. Rashi said, you're not potter. That's Rabbi Yochanan's teretz. And Rabbi says, no, I don't like that teretz. Why didn't Rabbi like that teretz? Yeah, maybe he just didn't like it. But I said this is Gevaldik. No, Rabbi Shitosa. Rabbi can't like that teretz. Because according to Rabbi, that teretz really makes no sense. If you can't say if he did it himself, Rabbi holds that Kimli Rabbanei is a ptur. So Rabbi Zutra's objection is 100% right. If you did it yourself, you're potter, then you can't be chayav al-yidei shliach. So Rabbi Shitosa has to come up with a different teretz. And that was Torah from Eilin Harris. So, mentioning now, because this sugya is. It's our sugya. It's not only an Elanaristic sugya. This sugya belongs to us. So, this time is good for them to know. But also, I thought it ties in beautifully with this Taisa Rosh. It comes out that we're learning up the sugya. That it's Taka Machlokes Rav and Rabbah. If you say Es Nasa Torah Fil Balima, that's Mamish the Taisa Rosh. Taisa Rosh asked from our Gemara with the Dichri that how could Rav? Why didn't Rav take the Dichri? Es Nasa Torah Fil Balima says the Taisa Rosh. Nichanami, you have to be Gerz Rabbah, not Rav. Rav is not a name out of a hat who happens to have the same similar last name as Rav. It's Rabbi. It's Mamish Gevaldik that is Rabbi, because Rabbi Taka we see in the Gemara Neil Nairis that Rabbi really is Chayil Kanov, but Rabbi holds it. We don't see Esn Torah Pil Balima. Rabbi holds it that Kimud Rabbanei is a Ptur. Like our Papa, we know our Papa also holds Kimud Rabbanei is a Ptur. Okay. Anyway, that's my Tamim. It's a Shaila here in this places though. Going back to places. Going back to Taisvis, so Taisvis had to give to Rava. So Taisvis asks, "What's going on? Why didn't Rava take the dichri? What happened to Esther Nosa Tarafil of Olim? Lots of Shemayim is still chayav." So Taisvis answered, "They didn't want to be lots of Shemayim. They weren't so righteous. They just wanted Dini Olim." So the Chayim ask, "Tariyavin asked the kasha in Chagiga Nafiyot, and Tumim asked the kasha, and the Taisvis asked the kasha." Forget about Lotz Yisrael Shemayim, right? They weren't coming Lotz Yisrael Shemayim. But Rashi says by in Bamsi over there, by Yasin Nosotara, that you better tefisa also helps. So why didn't Rava take the Dichri with her as tefisa? For that, you don't need them to be coming Lotzis Vishamayim. The Tosfos only focused on the Lotzis Vishamayim. So, well, they weren't interested in Vishamayim, they wanted Dini Olam. But the Achronim asked, okay, fine, forget Lotzis Vishamayim. But it says in Rashi, even Dini Olam, you could be Tosfosim. So here, Rava has this great opportunity to be Tosfosim. The mamish, they bring it to him on a silver platter. Let him take it to him and say, nah, and it'll work with her as tefisa. And the Olimak HaKush is, it's not even dishonest. Because if you ask me to turn a field of Olimak, Rashi says, it means that in Dini Olam, you're really chayef. They really were chayef. The Bikinu Rav is not a p'tur. They were really chayef. There's a din that Basin can't collect it. So fine. Rava wasn't asking Basin to collect it. He didn't need Basin to collect it. Here they are. They're bringing it to him. And they're coming, they're bringing something which they really hired in. So what's the, why didn't they take it with their
tefisa? I don't understand the
kashrut. Even more, I say hold enough for me to commit. Yeah, but hold enough for the rabbi means he was chayshish for rabbi. But even if he would have been a rabbi, he should have taken it.
Oh,
rabbi, right? Rabbi should also have taken it. Rabbi just holds his kimli rabbi and a ben. But even if it's kimli rabbi and a ben, so it's kimli rabbi. What is kimli rabbi? Kimli rabbi is not a p'tur. Kimli rabbi means you're still chayv, but based and can't collect it. But if you take it, if you can get it yourself, then doesn't take. Then that's great. You can be toifisit. So what's Hoyo but offering with the Rav? Rav himself should have taken these dichri. But Torah's tefisa. Yeah, so the choice is complicated. I'm not even going to the choice. The choice is very complicated there. But the mistama of the emes, the posture that the answer is that Tosis doesn't hold the tefisa helps. Not like Rashi. Tosis only says there's Lotzis Vishamayim. There's nowhere in Tosis, whenever Tosis talks about Esmanos or Torah Field of Hollywood, talks about Lotzis Vishamayim. The extra thing in Rashi, the tefisa helps, that says in Rashi, does not say anywhere in Tosis. And it's very mistaka, Tosis taka holds that you're not chayder, that tefisa does not help. Meaning, as far as like this, when we talk about lots of Shemayim, there's two kinds of lots of Shemayim. The Chayim says this. I think it's that's something else entirely, but the Chayim says this idea also. It's not a posture really. There's two. This lots of Shemayim could mean two things. Lots of Shemayim could mean in Dini Odom I'm really potter. If I want to be a tzaddik, so lots of Shemayim I should pay. You know. Then there's a different kind of lots of Shemayim. There's a lots of Shemayim that says you really chayim, but basin can't collect. But be'etzim yichai, if you want to do what you're doing on them, you're really high. We can't do anything about it. But Rashi over here learned that the lots of shemayim of esmin osa Torah is that yichai and dini odom. Based and can't collect anyone kind of clerical and shishai, but you really chai and dini odom. Chai and dini odom, so that's what tefisa helps. Based and can't collect, but in dini odom yichai, so why can't you type this? It's something that's coming to you in din. Apparently, Tosfos held that the Lotzis Shemayim over here is not Dini Odom. It's Yidei Shemayim. In Dini Shemayim, he's Luchayim. Meaning, it still is a Shem Esnan. Because when he gives this money to the Zoni, you can't say it has nothing to do with this Nus. He's giving it to Vitoris Esnan because in Dini Shemayim, he still owes her the Esnan. Right? In Shemayim, they may not use it happily with Balimai, but in they still want him to pay to pay. So, to Lotzis Shemayim, he still has to pay. So, Bela has a Shem Esnan. Because he's not doing it for nothing. It's not about Tolu Ba'alma. It's money that he's giving to be lots of Sidei Shemayim. But it's a Chiv Dini Shemayim. It's not a Chiv Dini Odom at all. And Dini Odom Kim Durab Nezeptur. So that's the Ashes here in Tosfos. So Tosfos not called, so Tosfos doesn't help. Of course, the Shah is still going to be fine. But Rashi owes Tosfos does help. What's Rashi going to do with the Gemara of Dichri? That's not a problem. Well, we can say he's Doris Rabba. Rashi says Rav, I think. I mean, all Gemara Rashi said Rav. Part of Magia, we're going to have to go back to Magia. Well, the Rashi's, it's really Rabba. That's already a lot difficult to do. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. That's Hakasarachim. What will Rashi do with the Gemara of Dichri? Why over here? You know, what happened to Esther Nosotar? Anyway. But Kabon Tosis already is Nochis that we should say Esther Nosotar over here. And ask Lotz to say Shemayim. And why was Tosis Miss Alan from the issue of Tfiso? Because Tosis is really very glaring. Tosis is Nochis that it's Esther Nosotar. And he says there should have been a Lotzis de Shemayim. And he says a terrorist. They weren't interested in Lotzis de Shemayim. Why was Tosis Alan from the other half? The other shoe should drop. What happened to Tfisa? So Adoyim Mistabim that Tosis really holds that Tfisa does not help in Kibbutz Rabbanim. So Tfisa by Tfisa is not an issue. The only issue was Lotzer Deshamayim, Dini Shamayim. So he says, yeah, they weren't coming for Dini Shamayim, they were coming for Dini Yodim. But that's still an open question. When I say, what's Rashi going to do with the Gemara about Tfisa? That I don't know.
I know this is probably a very Balabatic answer, but I heard that somebody stole something from Kanievsky. I wouldn't expect to hear that from Kanievsky was hoping to back him. Maybe Tfisa isn't such a... Maybe even though Midin, you're allowed to do Tfisa, but not like... But Ardano wouldn't necessarily do Tfisa.
So, you know, it depends. There's two kinds of Tfisa. The two Yemen folks are still a little bit in the... Not in the Nakuda that you're saying, and he certainly doesn't mention your pragmatism. but he does point out... There's two kinds of tefisa. You have tefisa like tefisa by a suffolk. You know, tokva kain. We have a suffolk in din, and if you tefis it, then you get to keep it. So that I can hear that, you know, somebody who doesn't want to, somebody's extra, you know, not everybody would do that. But then there's a different kind of tefisa. Here you have a tefisa where in din yodim it's really yours. I'll be din. They stole it from you, and it's really yours. They're chayav in the yeshiva's exela. There's an accident that Basin, since Basin are busy being done Dini Moman, so it's Dini Novosha, so Basin can't also be done Dini Moman. So Basin can't collect it. But the Etzim, there's a Barafat Chiv and Dini Yodom. So I don't know, it's hard to you. What's the Frum kind over here? Not to take it. Somebody stole something from you and now they're returning it. And Dini Yodom, they're Chayav to return it. So why not take it? That's hard to hear, even. That's not a Tvisa that even the Odom Galus even manure from.
I mean, the question was, why don't they take it? Not because the person would have necessarily wanted to give it back. Another person mistakenly giving it back.
Yeah, but that's not a mistake. They're giving it back because they held it to chayav to give it back. Well, they're right. They are chayav to give it back. That's really nekuda. If din shamayim din yodim, they thought the chayav din yodim, the only chayav din shamayim. But according to Rashi, they're really chayav din yodim. The only mistake that they're making is that they thought if they don't give it back, the police are going to come after them. And that's right or not true. The police aren't coming after them because the police are busy with the din and the fascists. But that's in their right. They're taka chayiv and they're coming to pay what they were really chayiv al fidin. So where's the midas chasidus not to take them? I see all the rishonim held the tefisa here. The tefisa Rashi was bothered. No, actually the rishonim don't ask about the tefisa. The rishonim will ask about the loss of the shemayim. It's hard to hear that the tefisa. Yeah. So anyway, again, I think the yashus and tefisa is, since he doesn't talk about the tefisa, he really doesn't hold from tefisa. In Rashi, we'll leave that as a tzarchin. Kulafi Rashi, why didn't Rava take the dikru? Unless we'll be going as Rabbah, but that's very hard to go as Rabbah and Rashi. He says Rabbah so many times. Agaburcha, I'll just mention you a nice thing. The Tereven, I don't know if I'm still the Tereven inside. If you saw the Tereven inside, Tereven, other Kasha. For those of you who are in Nechnokim, that's Chazor a lot of things. For those who, well, I think this part of Nechnokim we skipped. Okay, so it doesn't help with that. But the Tereven has another Kasha from the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, the Mishnah says, I don't want to spend time on this, but I'll just tell you. The Mishnah says in Hanechanokim by Zokin Mamre, that Zokin Mamre is Chaylokim and Sanhedrin, he's Chayim Misafim and Chaylokim and Sanhedrin. So it says in Possib and Dam Ludam, but in the Din, but Negal Nega, Divi Rivas and Sharecha. So the Mishnah says, what is Dam Ludam, Dam Nidus, Dam Zivus, and what's Din Ludin, Din Imominus, Din Nefoshus, and Negal Nega, Nege Odom, Nege Batim, all of these areas of Alocha, and any area of Alocha, Zokin Mamre is Chaylok, then he's Chayim Misafim. If he's chayil and din and he's meyer in his meyer, he's chayil lasis. Then the Gemara brings a meyer said that you're only chayil in something which could be maybe the chiv kars. So the chiv zokem mamre is only if the hero was something that hero could bring to a chiv kars. It does not. In the Gemara, it doesn't have to be that the subject matter itself was kars, but it has to have replications. It has to have repercussions for chiv kars. So much like that, machlek is dini mamres. But it's negayat if somebody then took that money and was mechadish and isha, so now it's negayat to chiyav karas, which is negayat isha now. So that would be enough to be mechayav zokin mamre. So the one over there has a maisa that somebody asked Rava, according to our mayor, how do you explain all the cases of the Mishnah, dam l'dam, din l'din, and nega l'nega? How do you have case by case examples of these kinds of cases that could be made to the day chorus? So Rava said to Rav Papa, go tell him, go work it out for him. Rava delegated to Rav Papa. He said to Rav Papa, go give him examples, go through the whole Mishnah, Dam Ladam, Din Ladin, and I said, Mr. Bryson, go through the whole Brysa and tell him how each case could be made with the Dekaris. And then there's a whole Amud that goes case by case in the Goyim and every case, how it could come some nafkamino that would be negeh to Karis. So it comes to Dina Nefashis. What's the case of Dina Nefashis that's negeh to Chiyuv Karis? So Rav Papa said, for that one, Rav Papa said, well, let's say the Batzokim Bami, this is an head in the hem, Achleik is a band, this Kavan Lara Gezeva Hara Gezeh. This is an Achleik is Tanoim, if you chayim Misa Nak. And one man said, Yichayim Misa. One of them said, Yichayim Misa. It's an head and said, Yichayim Misa. And Zokim Bami said, no, you're not Chayim Misa. So if you're not Chayim Misa, you have to pay a moment for the Tmei Anerim. And now, so that's the Nafamina. So Rashi says, what does it mean? It means that now, if somebody was toifas that money, so according to the chayim misa, so it's not really coming to you because you chayim misa, you're not chayim mama. And so then if you're makadosh and isha, it's not a good kiddushin. And according to the other man, the Omar, that you really potter from misa, then it is your money. So therefore, it'll be the nafkamina between the zok and mamre and the sanhedrin will be negeh to a chi of course if you can be makadosh and isha without money if he was toifas. That's what Rashi says. That's what's going to be. Why Rashi had a case he was typhusing? What if he just went to Beis Din and they followed the hero of the Zokin Mamet? I'm not sure, maybe that's not good enough. But it has to come direct maybe from the Zokin Mamet. Not from others in heaven that followed the Zokin Mamet. So the case is he was typhusing. Ask the Turiyevim, one second. According to Rashi, ask the Mesotera, if you were volume right. Who cares if you chayim misa not? Either way, Tfisil Kolopachas helps. The whole machlokes is, regardless, even if you chayim misa, So Basin can't collect the money, but you could be toifus the money. So if he was toifus the money, Ben according to the Zokin Mamre, Ben according to the other to the Sanhedrin, either way, it's really his money, and he should be able to be Mekadosh and Isha. So that's one of the three Evans Kashas. Besides, yes, from this toifus over here, from Dichri Agamar, and yes, from the more over there in Sanhedrin. That's his Kashas to Evan. So I thought of Pasha's text. Who's the Bala member over there? Who was it who was going through all these cases? It wasn't Rava. Rava delegated it to Rav Papa. So how does that help me?
He argues on
Rav Papa. Rav Papa is one who argues on Esen Nasa Torah, but all those sugars have been Baba Kama, Mitzia. But Esen Nasa Torah, Rav Papa is the one who's Chaluk. And he says, no, I can't stay in a zoo. Rav Papa doesn't hold from Esen Nasa Torah. Rav Papa holds that it's a Ptur. So Rav Papa is Shitasi. It's very good. Fista doesn't help. That's Kim Rabne is a Ptur. So it's a whole Machlaika Samaroyim over here, whether Kim Rabne is a Ptur or not. It's Rava, but Rav Papa doesn't agree. Rava doesn't agree. Yeah. Okay. What time is it? Yeah. So let's talk about Shiva Bachutz. Just ask scholars, we're not going to get into it today. It's really the Shiva Sarashmi and the Balamar. Shiva Sarashmi should do inside. And the Balamar, of course, you should do inside. So in Agamar, Rava in Agamar, Rava said, "Stave milsa the rabbi shishivra, aval not aloy." Kima rabbi filo not al, but filoi. Bottom line is filoi. By notal you have to give it back. There's no kim the rabbi and notal. If it's ben, you have to give it back. The p'tur is only by shiva. So Rashi, the Balamar, the Rashman, the Tshuva, Tosfos, they all learn that shiva means he was shiver b'chutz. Ramban asks, "Ka'oma, shayver b'chutz. Why is he potter? Here you have a chavis that goes back to the balabais. He's not kind of the chavis. That's Rava. That's not like his Rav and Rava. Rav says kind of the chavis too, but Rava says he's not kind of the chavis. The chavis you have to give back. It's just a hashol. Rav says a hashol is a kum. So it means you have a chavis that doesn't belong to you. It's anyway you b'toris b'kodim. It has to go back to the bala. You're not in the machteris anymore, so there's no kimle dravenay. And now you go and you break the chavis." Dr. Ramban, why in the world should you be potter? You're breaking a chavis that belongs to the Baalim. You're breaking a chavis that's a bikkurim by you. So who cares that when you took the chavis, you had a kimli rabbin and the original chiyuv gneiva? We're not done now because of the original chiyuv gneiva. We're done now because of a new chiyuv of shviras chavis. The chavis is a new mechayiv of shviras chavis. And Ramban is medamit to the Gemara of Tavre Shasya. You stole a chavis that was worth one zuz. That's not a Gemara about Kimeli Rabbanei, but you see the idea. He stole a chavis that was worth one zuz. The Gneva could be mechayev you one zuz. If it broke by itself, no matter how much it's worth now, you're only chayev one zuz. But if you broke it, be a dai, with Havre Shas, you have to pay four. Because the Shvir is the new mechayev. So Af Anu Noima says the Raman, the same thing over here. He stole it was Kimeli Rabbanei. But now you broke it, and it's not yours. There's a new mechayev. The breaking should be mechayev you now. So what's the pshat over here in Rashi places the Balamor, the Rashi? A lot of Rishonim, they all say you're potter on the shir. Then it says in Rashi there's also a Paras theorem. Nakamon Ksuvus Lamadalin with this. Where the it says the Rova said, Rabba rather said, Rabba said, if you stole something before Shabbos, stole up an Erev Shabbos, and you would Tereyach it on Shabbos, so you're Chayat Dalet V'Hei, because Aknas did no Kimle the Rabbi. But if you were gone on Bitovach on Shabbos itself, so then you're Potter, because even though there's no Kimler Avnei Aknas, but there's Kimler Avnei on the underlying Keren, because you stole it on Shabbos. And since there's Kimler Avnei on the underlying Keren, so now you can't be Chayav Dalavay either, because Main Gneva Ein Tvichu Ein Mechira. Rashi explains it to mean Dalavay Hela Machman of Legimel Vadal. So Rishonim asked, why did Rabba say a case of Gona V'Tovach B'Shabbos? Why didn't he say a bigger finish? That even Gona V'Shabbos V'Tovach B'Choyl is also part. Because it may have been Tvichu Ben Mechira. Are the same thing? He stole the name on Shabbos. So I'm a Keren Yipot. The next day we're Tvich. So, but a main name, if you're part of the Karen, you're not Chayav Dalet V'Hei. What? Because there was a Chil Shabbos. It's only a case where there was a Chil Shabbos in the name. That's a given. The case is where there's a Chil Shabbos in the name. So the Rishonim bring B'Shem Rashi. We don't have it in the Rashi over there. Rishon bring B'Shem Rashi that if you were going to B'Shabbos Tovah B'Chol, you would be Chayav Dalet V'Hei, because the Tficha would be called a new Ma'aseh Gneiva. The Tficha on Sunday would be a new Ma'aseh Gneiva, and therefore the Tficha, it's Kilo you were going to it on Sunday, and therefore the there would be a Karen, and once there's a Karen there's a Dalet V'Hei. It's Rashi's Terence. So the Rashba and the Tshuva, this Tshuva that Chelik Hesim in Yizayin, is Chelik and Rashi. It's Chelik and his Teretz. He's Chelik for two reasons. He's Chelik, first of all, is once it's Kimberly Ramnei and the original Gneva, so then it's a Bikodin by him. That needs a Hezber, but he says it's a Bikodin by him, and the Gneva later is not called, it's not a Gneva that should have a Chiyuv Dalet V'Hei. That's a side issue. We're going to talk about that also, but in other words, he's chayil first of all because he holds in a case where you stole it on Shabbos, you don't have any kinyonic nev in it. So it's just a pikodim. If you shech the pikodim, there's no chiyuv dalet v'hei. So that's one hasada. It's a separate issue. But then the Rashba's mas chayil and Rashi, he says, why is he chayiv anything for the shvira? He says it's like breaking the chavos chus l'machteres. Once you stole the chavis and the machteres, and yet kimli rabbanei on the original gneivah, even if you break it later, he says that's agama or rabba. That the sheshiver, she was outside of the machteres, and it says in agama, you learned agama like the balamor, like Rashi, like Tosfos, that if you broke the chavis outside the machteres, you put. Says the Rashba, well that's exactly the same thing. You stole it on Shabbos, and now you shechted it on Sunday. So Rashi says, oh, now there's a chiyuv keren, there's a new gneva, mikayach the shechting it on Sunday. So you have there's a new ma'aseh, the tficha is a new ma'aseh gneva. And that's what's mechayev you again. It's Rashba what? It's exactly the same as stealing a chavis in a machteres and breaking it on and breaking it outside the machteres. And it says in Agamar, he learns Agamar the way Rashi learned Agamar, that if you steal a machteres and you break it outside the machteres, you put it on the shvir. So actually, mamish the same thing. You stole it on Shabbos and you shechted it on Sunday. You should be put on the shechter from the keren. If the Rashi was chaylik on that Rashi, a kapodim in Yenedo comes out. It's a steer in Rashi. The chayim says the chayim is a steer in Rashi. Over there, Rashi holds that if you stole on Shabbos, but if you shechted on Sunday, it's not the other way. But us, Rashi holds that if you steal the machteres and you break it outside the machteres, you're potter for the breaking. Yeah, we don't understand. Man doesn't understand it. Why is it different tavra shasi? But the mice, that's what it says in our Rashi. That if you that since the original neva was with kimelid rabbanei, so later when you break it, you're potter on the shvir. So over there, how can Rashi say that if you stole something on Shabbos and you shechted it on Sunday? The shechting it is called a new meisig neighbor to the mechayev care. Rashi over there is a double chiddush, because it's a chiddush that is called the meisig, it's called the meisig mazik to the mechayev, and it's a double chiddush because even if it's a meisig mazik, who says it's a meisig neighbor to build on the dalav hay? There's kama chiddush in that Rashi, but we have to isolate the chiddush and negate to us. But the negate to us is an agama. Rashi says if you break the chavos b'chutz you potter, and an agama Rashi says, at least the Rashi that the Rishayim had, that if you shecht the behemoth that you stole on Shabbos, you shecht it on Sunday, you chayev. That's a steer in Rashi. That's one of the things. If we could deal with that here, that would be valuable. But Kaponim, the main challenge is just understand the sheet of Rashi, the Rashi, that you're potter from breaking the chavos. What the Ramban lechavos is 100% right. How can you be potter from breaking the chavos? It's the other guy's chavos. How are you potter from breaking? Okay, so that's really what the Baal Mor addresses. Really, the Baal Mor addresses this question. But what the Baal Mor is saying is not at all very simple. Okay, fine. Should we continue?